The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Christian illusionist Jim Monroe shares how God revealed truth to a skeptical magician.
I was diagnosed with a very rare form of leukemia. At one point, the doctor said, you have 2 months to live.
One man's incredible journey through skepticism to faith, next.
You see, when you're an illusionist, you know how things work, you know how things are going on behind the scenes, and things can kind of get boring. But God was getting ready to show me something that I couldn't explain, right?
Thank all of you so much, and we welcome you to life today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have an illusionist with us, a magician. Now, don't start writing me letters about how you don't believe all that and all that stuff. This is just, it's pretty amazing. It's quite remarkable what he can do. His name is Jim Monroe, and he has written a book here called The Charlatan, The Skeptical, Mysterious, Supernatural True Story of a Christian Magician. And it's really quite a remarkable story. He's a very gifted person. As a matter of fact, if you put him in a group with young people or college students, which I recommend, I'm going to go ahead and put on the screen, and I'm going to tell you it's on lifetoday.org. If you say, you know what, we just might want him to come to our community or our church. So we have to say, well, I don't know about a magician in our church. Well, okay, it's all right. Believe me, you'll make it through. You might have some people in your church you wish would disappear. He might be the answer to your prayers. So he's an illusionist, but it's quite remarkable what he's able to do. I mean, I'm finding myself speechless when I watch some of this. I wish you could see a whole lot of it because it's remarkable. But he really has had an incredible journey with the Lord, and I want you to hear his story, but there's his address. There's his website. You say, we might want him to come to our area to do something with us. It'd be awesome in the colleges. So if you've got students in school or colleges, you tell them, check this guy out, all right? Would you welcome Jim Monroe to life today? Jim, good to see you. I'm almost going to shake your hand. He's already made some stuff happen before we came out here. Now, I think you want to do something.
You have a nice watch. I'm just kidding.
I had a nice watch.
You know, preparing for this, I watched 75 hours of your television show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how many of y'all know that's a whole lot of James Robinson?
Yeah. Are you better
hours.
For it?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm better for it. But just learning vocal intonation in particularly, that's mm-hmm. what I'm most curious about. So I brought a few things with me. Listen, here's what I'd love for you to do. I grabbed this from my kid's Monopoly game. Can I move this really quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything
okay?
you want to do.
Okay, excellent.
And then will it come
this.
Back sometime?
Yeah, it will. I'll tell you what, just on the table here, maybe mix up the dice however much you would like to.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, don't let anybody see the number that you end up rolling to. Just actually cover it with both hands. I'm going to turn this way.
Do I leave it on the table?
Yeah, just leave it on the table. Right. Cover it with both hands.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and mix it up one more time so nobody can see. Just take a quick peek. Just a quick peek. Not even the cameras can really see.
Can Betty look?
No, I don't even want Betty to see. Just take a quick peek at the number that you rolled to.
All right, okay.
Do you have the number?
I do.
All right, now listen. Here's what I'm going to have you do, okay? I just want you to count to six right now. Count to six.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
You rolled a two, didn't you? Show everybody. You rolled a two. Okay, good. Let's try it again. You can see the camera. That it's a two. It's a two. Let's do it again. 75 hours for this, folks. Do it again. I'll mix it up on the table. Yeah, make sure nobody can see, not even Betty. And just take a quick peek at the number you rolled to when you feel good about it. Are you got it?
I got it.
All right, now listen. I'm going to ask you now to count to six in your mind. Because after watching 75 hours of your show with the volume on, I watched 75 hours of it with the volume off. So count to six in your mind right now. You rolled a five, didn't you? Show everybody, that's a five, right?
That's
good, isn't it?
I don't even believe it. I don't believe it.
That's good, right?
I don't believe it.
Okay, I like it.
Man,
I'll tell you what. But this is the humdinger. This is the one I've been waiting to do.
That's impossible.
I'm telling you, this is something I've been waiting to do for a long time because some people think that this is done with sleight of hand or things like that. Some of it is done, but some of it is just you can get really, really good at kind of telling people their personalities, like what they might be able to do, perhaps predict based upon different things, you know, mannerisms, different things, psychology. So here's what we're going to do. James, what I would love for you to do, if you would you please pick up this phone book? Now, this phone book right here was, I have not touched this phone book, and nor will I touch this phone book, and we've got a bunch of Christians here that would not lie to you to tell you that is in fact, I've never touched that phone book. What I would love for you to do is to look in the white pages section of that phone book. And while he's doing that, Betty, here's what I'd love for you to do. You can see, if I can show this to the camera real quick, that all these cards are in fact different. This is a normal deck of playing cards. Betty, what I would love for you to do is I would love for you to just choose any one of these as they go by. Go ahead and do it now. Yeah, just, yeah, pull one out.
Okay.
Very good. Do you have it memorized?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Here's what I would like for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it right here for me.
Okay.
Excellent. Now I want you to completely forget what you just saw.
Okay.
We're going to do it one more time. All right? So we're going to pick a different one, okay?
Okay?
Here we go. Watch this closely. Just tell me where to stop cutting. Just say cut wherever you'd like. Go ahead.
Cut.
Right there. Go and take the card that you cut to. Mm-hmm. Look at it. Memorize it. Do you have that one memorized?
Uh-huh.
Just that one card, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I would love for you to do. I'd love for you to do not forget that card.
Okay.
Get a good picture of it in your mind, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I just set it on the table right there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay.
James, I brought with me my cell phone. Do you use a cell phone kind of like this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Have you picked a number out of that phone book? Is that a real phone book?
Yes, a real phone book.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We cannot let anybody know what the number is because we're on television. I don't want this guy getting crank calls, whoever it is, or girl, or business, or whatever, for the rest of their lives. But here's what we're going to do. Watch this closely. I'm just going to flip this on like that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've used these before. If I just push this, this is the phone feature, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, go ahead and point to the one that you want us to dial together. Go ahead and just... You can now show me what it is. Yeah, come on over here. Show me which one it is. I'm just gonna kind of stand up here. That one right there. Okay, so is this the 817 area code?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
Bruce, you think?
817. All right, so look at this closely. I want you to concur that this is exactly the number that we're gonna dial.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the exact number that you just picked out of that phone book?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, I'm just gonna push call. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get a new water wheel here, right here. No, hello, hi sir, my name is Jim Monroe and I am here with the American Cancer Society. How are you today?
Yeah. I'm not interested.
No, sir, hold on 1 second. We might need to do this again. Sir, are you there? Sir, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, okay, good, sir, you're there. Listen, sir, we are having a benefit. The theme is casino night. It's happening in your city. What I need for you to do, sir, is if you wouldn't mind.
Let me get my wife. Hold on.
No, sir, I would like you, if that's okay. We don't have much time. Just a quick call. Would you mind naming any one of 52 playing cards? Like if you were at a casino or something like that, if you saw a deck of cards on the playing card table and you could name any one, could you just name one of 52 playing cards?
What do you mean?
Like there's 52 cards, clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds, numbers. Could you go ahead and name any one of the 52 cards for me, sir?
What, is it like a contest? I got...
Yeah, you win something. You win something, yes. Go ahead and name
okay.
it. Yeah. Go ahead. Any one of the 52 playing cards?
Three.
Three of what?
Hearts.
Three of hearts.
Three of hearts.
Very good, sir. We'll get in touch with you. Bye-bye. A second ago, you picked one of the 52
mm-hmm.
playing cards, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what he said on
uh-huh.
the phone? He said three of hearts?
Uh-huh.
What I think would be crazy
uh-huh.
is if you turned that card around and it was the... Go ahead and
you
show
want me to?
Yeah, go and show everybody what you picked.
Well, if I can get it up here.
That is the three of hearts.
Unbelievable.
Where's your close-up?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Have you got it? There it is.
That was the right number, wasn't it?
It's unbelievable. I don't understand.
Unbelievable.
Stay around, he'll do some real neat tricks. There's how you get a hold of him if you want him to come, and it's quite remarkable. Believe me, and this is incredible. There's no everything he said's true. I don't understand it. I'm not even going to bother to ask. I don't want to get in the discussion. I believe in supernatural, and you say, well, that's yada, yada. I don't care where you think it comes from, but it's amazing. But I know where you come from, and I know you love God, and I know you love Jesus. What happened to you in your journey?
Well, I became a Christian in college, but I always had a lot of questions for God. I'm the kid that asks a lot of questions. Why does this happen? Why does this happen? And it's funny, I was here on your show a few years ago and talking about right around that time my partner had passed away. We were doing a show together. But since then, I'm coming back to you now with just a crazy story. And it's one that I get a chance to talk about all over the country now. And it's all in the book. I don't have as much time as I'd like to share as much of it as I can. But here's what happened to me since I've been on your show. I was diagnosed with a very rare form of leukemia. It was called Philadelphia positive ALL. And at one point the doctor said, you have 2 months to live. And that was it, right? And long story short, I went down to MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. And I gotta be honest with you, and in all humility, I was beginning to really doubt God. I mean, really doubt God with my partner passing away. And, just getting diagnosed with cancer. I mean, it was tough. And by the way, it was Christmas Eve when I went down there. Christmas Day, I remember dating my papers Christmas Day to have chemotherapy started. But the number one cancer research doctor in the world looked at me on Christmas morning and said, we've got worse news for you. The only cure for this kind of cancer is something that we don't have in this hospital, but we've got to go out and find it. The only cure for you is called a bone marrow transplant. And then he said this, and this was nuts, because as I've gone through this process, I've watched God turn wonder back on me. You see, when you're an illusionist, you know how things work, you know how things are going on behind the scenes, and things can kind of get boring. Magnificent things can kind of get boring. You watch movies or you go to Disneyland, you're like, this is how that happened, I know how this works. But God was getting ready to show me something that I couldn't explain, right? So this is what this doctor said. He said, the only thing that's gonna save your life is a substitution of blood on your behalf by a perfect match. And when you think about that for a second and what that is, all of a sudden, like the hairs in the back of my neck kind of started like, and that sounds like something I've heard before, right? But then they got further and further into the details of this story, and I won't belabor the point, but essentially they said, we have to find somebody who matches you at the DNA level. It's not just a blood transfusion. It's a DNA pairing. So they went to this national database called the National Marrow Donor Database. And out of 9 or 10 million people are currently registered on the database, there was only one perfect match for me. One person on planet Earth whose blood was perfect enough for me. And they contacted this person. And it, by the way, it was a 19-year-old girl. They contacted this person and they asked her if she would go in my place, if she would substitute her perfect blood, the only blood on planet Earth that could save me of my disease that was crushing me on the inside, right? Mm-hmm. And now when they look at my blood today, this whole process took a while to do, and it was very, very difficult. I'm kind of glossing over a lot of the details. But it was a fight for my life. At one point they said, you know, in the next hour he's gonna live or die. I've got one funny story for you. I was sitting there in the cancer hospital getting treatment, and your show aired with me as the guest because it takes the delay, you know? So I'm sitting there in this cancer hospital hooked up to chemotherapy waiting for my show to come on, you know? And a nurse walks in, she's taking blood, and I look up at the TV looking at myself and I say, do you know who that is? Kind of like, do you recognize that guy? She's like, no. I mean, I had no hair, I got a moon face. And she's like, no. I said, that's me. She goes, whatever. She seriously thought I was hallucinating or something. But back to my story. They gave me this perfect blood after completely destroying the old man. They put this brand new blood on the inside of me. And now I stand here today, I sit here today 100% completely cancer-free as a result of the only perfect blood on planet Earth that could save me and my disease. When they look at my blood today, they see XX chromosome, they see her. It's no longer I who live, it's someone else who's living on the inside of me, and the life that I live by faith in the new blood that was willingly substituted. Check this out, my natural birthday is April 20th. My natural birthday is April 20th on my driver's license. My new birthday, the day that they put the blood in my body, the new blood, the new life, was April 23rd. So literally, on the third day, the difference between the old man and the new man, on the third day, I was resurrected from the dead because of the only perfect blood on planet Earth that could save me my disease. So what we're getting a chance to do now, what we're getting a chance to do now is we're able to take this story. Before it was just a magic show, right? But now we're taking this story and we're getting people an opportunity to hear this message. And it's funny, I don't even need to say the name. I really don't, I say the name Jesus, but I don't need to say the name Jesus because the story just completely verbatim, every single detail is the gospel. And I just tell my story and people are beginning to hear it, and their lives are being changed. But the other really cool thing is that we are one of the top recruiters of bone marrow donors in the country. So people that come to our shows now are signing up to be bone marrow donors and to save other people's lives. And we've got a list of people. My Facebook inbox is full of people who are like, I just got called to go save a life. And so we get to be the gospel to just through this story. So
there is the website again. You want to say thanks to God and thanks to Jim for sharing the story. What a great gift. Let me just tell you this. There is the website, and I really encourage you to go there. He will bring a great message wherever he appears. I mean, you can turn him loose in a school, at a university, college campus, in your church, and you will see Jesus, because as he goes to Gateway, and which is where Betty and I go in South Lake. The book, the Charlatan, and what I think you're talking about is how a lot of people in the skeptical world, they look and they see people who are like, say, in ministry.
Yeah.
And they think that they're all charlatans. And I think there are some that are. I think there are a lot of people in a lot of areas that they are misleading.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you trying to drive home when you make that point? Because you know that's not the case with so many who really know the Lord.
Well, what I'm trying to do, it's a little play on words, because the people that I talk to on college campuses who don't believe in God would call me a charlatan. Their first knee-jerk reaction is, you know, this is a guy who's telling me something that isn't true, but he believes it is. And so, but I really am, and when I do the illusion, I am a charlatan because I'm pretending to have powers that I don't really have. Well, we don't call them powers, but if that makes sense. And so it's kind of a double entendre. It's just a play on words. So I'm acknowledging the fact that these people say, that they think that I am something that I am, I'm not. And at the same time, I am something I'm not. If that makes sense.
Sure. It does make sense. And here's the thing I want you to know, that God has got his hand on Jim. The miracle of his testimony, he has a very unique gift, and he can get people's attention, and he points them to focus on the only one who is worthy of our attention and our allegiance, and I'm so grateful. Jim, we are doing something right now that our viewers love as much as anything we'll ever do, and it's actually become a goal in my own life to give fresh, clean water to every person on this planet who doesn't have access to it. We're not talking about water to play in. We're not even necessarily talking about water to bathe in. We're talking about drinking water, where you can drink water that will not kill your children and your family and make you sick. And there is such a tremendous need for it. I want you to watch this very closely. Now, here's what I'm asking you to do. I want you to watch, say, God, what can I do? What should I do? And I think with all your heart, you're going to want to take part in God's heart as it relates to what you're about to see.
This is Dauphine. She lives in Madagascar and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Dauphine's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed in a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia, and he's watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. Last week, a Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Dauphine's son almost made it to his fifth birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better than almost. Clean water changes everything.
Oh boy. Some of the most powerful words that Paul ever heard, almost, you persuade me to be a Christian, to do something right. How does that affect you?
You know, when I watch something like that, I think, I don't want to be one of those that just thought about doing something. I don't want to be one of those that watched as they heard a need and didn't even consider it. I want to be one of those that responds to that need, that did something to make the difference and be a part of saving lives of a family and little children.
I just find myself sitting here praying, God, don't let me almost do anything that you tell me we could and should do. I want to at least do what I can. And I feel like every one of you want to do something, not almost. All I can tell you is what God has put on our heart, because missionaries share their heart. And they, I believe, identify with God's heart concerning people they watch dying like those. Those are all in the areas where our mission workers are and our team goes. And as one of our staff members, the son's voice you heard there, has five children himself. His name's Kyle. And I don't believe you want to do almost. I think you want to do it. And so here's what we're doing. The missionaries showed us the situation that we can address this year, and we're asking God to enable us. But it's going to take all of us together. Betty and I are going to drill a well. Now, and I can tell you, we would give one to any one of those people you just saw. And we always do, because we ask God to let us do it, and He answered our prayer. I'm praying all of you will pray, God, this year let me give a whole well. Just ask Him. We've got children asking, and they end up doing it, little kids, because God gets it on their heart. But the thing you need to understand is the majority of the support comes from people who say, I've got $48. It's all I've got, but I'm not going to almost give it. I'm going to give it. And that gives 10 people, like those children that you saw. It gives them water, basically for the rest of their life, in their area, their villages, their community. Would you dial the number? It's a lifeline. It's always a prayer line for you, paid for by love. Today, motivated by love. At this moment, tonight, wherever you happen to be watching, whatever time of day or night, I want you to dial the number, a lifeline. Touch somebody with love and say, here's my gift. If you can give a well, it's $4,800. If you can give a part of a well, $2,400 or $1,200, say, God, let the others join me and let's have a well. If you can give 144, 30 people get water the rest of their life. $48, 10 people water. Father, I pray everybody will say, I'm not going to be almost persuaded. I am persuaded. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to be an answer to their heart cry and the need of those precious people and others like them. In Jesus' name, I'm going to be the miracle they're hoping for. Would you dial the number? Would you go online, lifetoday.org, make the gift, use your bank card. Like a check, that's how you should use them. If you write a check, make it to Life, you're giving life, but call us and tell us you're sending it in, would you? We have some very special gifts to bless you, to inspire you, to encourage you. We want to send them to you to say thank you, because you are giving the greatest gift. Please make that call. By the way, if you get a busy, be persistent and you call until you get through. Please do it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease. or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
But I just thank you for not almost doing something. I bless you for that, and I hope you'll ask for the anniversary bronze. Betty and I have been married 50 years and 50 years of ministry. And this is a Robert Summers, the most respected and famous bronze sculptor in the world today. And he loves what God has led us to do, and he wants to contribute. And this bronze is a commemorative bronze. We're sending those of you who will give $1,200 toward or give a well, and then the other gifts. If you'd like to have Jim's book, The Charlatan Tells His Story. It tells the miracle healing and tells the truth about the truth. And you'll be blessed by it. If you'd like to have it, ask for it. Thank you for your gift. Would you join Betty and me in saying a great big thank you to God and to Jim Monroe for what has happened in his life. God bless you, buddy. Thank you much. Thank all of you. Thank you here in the audience. And thank you for watching Life Today. Most of all, thank you for sharing life. If you couldn't get through on the line, keep calling, because I believe you want to be an answer to someone's heart cry and their need.
Afflictions just don't fix like that. And it's frustrating to us because we know he could do it.
Overcoming your afflictions tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.